And now, but if that weren't the case, he might say, no, I didn't. What I'm getting at here is if he would say, I didn't used to be, or I usedn't to be, which sounds more...
I used to be.
Okay. And you might talk about someone being a reckless driver. That's a person that's a terrible, like a drunken driver. But if a person just really doesn't pay too much attention to what he's doing, you'd say he's just kind of...
Well, they call them different things.
Yeah. Well, if you, let's say you were working...
Reckless.
With, yeah, or care...
Careless.
Yeah. Now, if a person is very, has some very strange ways, you'd say he's really...
Well, yeah, he's just odd to anybody else.
That's just exactly what I mean. But I wondered if you ever used the word queer.
Yeah, I've heard that used a lot, too.
How would that be used?
Well, it'd be this and about the same term. Yeah.
Could you give me a sentence, though, using that?
Well, you'd say he's queerer than uh-huh. most of the people.
And that would mean he's just kind of odd and peculiar.
Yeah, same thing.
And if a person, you explain something to him 100 times, but he still...
Doesn't understand.
Or if he understands but won't change his mind, you might say, you shouldn't be so...
Set in your ways or something like that.
Yeah. And what about a person who's very easily offended? You might just be sitting around, you'd like sitting over at the store or something, talking to somebody, and you say the least little thing to him, and he'd say...
He'll fly off in the handle.
Yeah, he gets awfully...
Offset.
Yeah.
Upset.
Okay. Now, would a person who is like that, you'd say, gee, he sure is...
Hard to get along with.
Yeah. Or would you ever use touches or touchy?
Touchy, yeah, or that expression.
How about touches?
Touches. Yeah, very touches.
Touches, too. And a person who's like that, you might say, now just keep
calm and calm down.
Yeah. And a person went out and spent the whole day out in the field or something, he comes in and says, I've got to sit down because I'm really...
Give a tar.
Okay. And I'm all...
Worn out.
Right. And the... If a child sent home from school early one day because she's sick. She
came home.
Yeah. Early. Well, would you say she took sick or she was taken sick?
Come in sick. Something like that.
She did what?
Come home sick.
Well, okay. Would you ever use she took sick or she got sick?
Well, you might say she got sick.
All right. And if you're talking about just in a little while and you're trying to, she say, well, you're sick now, but you'll be better.
In a little while.
Or by.
By night or by morning or something like that.
Do you ever use by and by? That?
Yeah, sometimes. She's by.
How would you say
especially
that?
Especially on telephone, you know.
Uh-huh.
You'd say bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Well, that would mean goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean if by and by. By and by meaning in a little while. By and by, everything's going to be all right.
No, I don't use much around here.
That's what I was wondering about. Now, if a person went out and didn't wear enough clothes on a kind of a chilly day and got the sniffles, and you say, now, he went out and cold. He went out and
cold.
Okay. And you talk like this. You say you're...
Hoarse.
And you also might have a...
Hack and cough.
And if you can't keep your eyes open, you say, I'm really getting...
Cold.
You're getting... Yeah, but, you know, kind of, you're watching television at night, and you say, I think I'll go to bed, because I'm really getting...
Sleepy.
All right. And say, but remember, tomorrow morning, I have to get out and go fishing, so be sure to...
Call me earlier, wake me up.
All right. And so, so your wife, she...
Shakes you, wakes you.
Okay. And if a doctor came over and had given you some pills, you know, and came over and looks at the bottle and the bottle still seems to be full, and he might say to you, haven't you